It's been a hot summer in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana. Louisiana is the third largest producer of rice in the U.S., growing about 1.3 million metric tons last year. But the high temperatures can affect the crop in a number of ways. This year, the hot nights have made the plants susceptible to a bacterial disease. Rice farmer Clarence Birkin says yields are off by 25 to 30% in some of his fields.
Especially in a year like this year when prices for our crop is about half of what it was 2 years ago, and the input costs have basically stayed the same, it's really something that's worrisome.
And there may be more to worry about in the future for Birkin and rice farmers around the world, according to a new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Researchers studied 6 years of data from 227 farms in six major rice-producing countries in Asia. They looked at how rice production varied depending on the weather and extrapolated those effects over the past quarter century. Lead author Jared Welch at the University of California, San Diego, says the results are bad news.
Higher nighttime temperatures lead to a lower yield.
And nighttime temperatures are predicted to rise faster with climate change than daytime temperatures. Welch says the negative impact on productivity could make rice more expensive in the future. And rice is an extremely important crop for many of the world's poor.
The numbers of people that depend on rice are astronomical. Something like 3 billion people eat rice every day. 600 million or so depend on it as their staple food, and those 600 million are among the world's poorest billion.
Rice consumers aren't the only ones put at risk by rising temperatures. Last fall, another major study looking at U.S. corn, soybean, and cotton production showed that yields go down for each day a crop is exposed to temperatures above a certain threshold. Depending on how fast the climate warms this century, the study predicted crop yield declines from 30 to 80%. The current run-up in wheat prices caused by Russia's heat-damaged harvest may be a glimpse into the future, according to Lester Brown, head of the Washington-based think tank the Earth Policy Institute.
This has been sort of a textbook lesson in the effect of rising temperature on grain yields. If you're an agronomist, if you're someone concerned about future food security, you have to worry about that projected possible rise in temperature.
But many U.S. farmers, like Clarence Birkin in Louisiana, are not convinced that we're headed for a hotter future.
We've had heat waves in the past, and that'll come and go. I think it's more cyclical than anything else.
He adds that whatever the future holds, the Louisiana State University Research Station is constantly developing new rice varieties that help him adapt to changing conditions.
It used to take 10 years to come out with a variety, and now we've cut that basically in half. The research station does an excellent job of doing those kind of things that basically have kept us in business.
Research into improving crop yields has always been the key to meeting the world's food needs, says Nina Fedoroff, a plant scientist at Penn State University and former advisor to the U.S. State Department. But she says it's unequivocal that the climate is getting hotter, which creates a problem.
There are limits to what our current crops can do.
She says today's commercial crops have evolved in a temperate climate, and there's only so much breeders can do to adapt them to a hotter, drier environment.
The breeding for drought resistance, for example, will not create crops that are significantly more productive than the ones we have today. They will be crops that suffer less of a beating when there's a spell of high temperature.
Scientists will need to create crops that are significantly more productive because the world's population is expected to grow nearly 50% by mid-century. Fedoroff says major changes, perhaps including the introduction of entirely new crops and methods of production, will be needed to meet the challenges. Scientists have made huge productivity gains before, and they could do it again. But Fedoroff notes that despite the urgent needs, crop research remains seriously underfunded.
In principle, the doom and gloom doesn't have to happen. In practice, will we actually rearrange our priorities enough to prevent it? Don't know.
Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.